climbing up that old gallows ladder, cried out so gaily for his high.
Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. One of our favorite releases of 2023 was from the Asheville band Wednesday for their breakout record, Rat Saw God. Just 2 years later, they've got a new, highly anticipated album called Bleeds, dropping September 19th. To get you in the mood for that new record, we're revisiting a mini concert the band taped in 2023, the day before Rat Saw God came out. Those live performances feature MJ Lenderman as part of the band. Also later in the hour, some Memphis soul for you from Southern Avenue.
So much love around, round, round, round.
And the latest from Kathleen Edwards.
Say goodbye, tell no one.
That's all coming up today on World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. The Department of Natural Resources is recognizing three Northland conservation officers for their life-saving efforts this year. Park Rapids CO Nick Baum received the life-saving award for his part of a rescue operation on the Fishhook River. An angler had fallen through the ice this March, and while attempting to rescue him, a responding officer also went through. Baum helped pull the officer and angler out. Reamer CO Corey Sura was also recognized for his role in an ice rescue on the same day in March. An ATV fell through the ice on Big Rice Lake in Cass County while Sura was speaking to an angler on shore about 400 yards away. With the assistance of the angler, he was able to rescue the two riders from the submerged ATV. International Falls CO Kurt Simonson received the award for his role in a search for an elderly diabetic man this July. Simonson checked trails and noticed tracks leading to the missing man's Jeep. The man was found behind the vehicle lying on his side, covered in flies and mud. He was taken to a hospital and released the next day. The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission will host three public hearings on Minnesota Power's proposed Boswell Solar Project on Wednesday and Thursday. The utility has applied for a site and route permit for its 85-megawatt project and the associated 2.5-mile transmission line. The solar project will span parts of Cohasset, the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe Reservation, and Deer Lake Township. Attendees will be able to ask questions of state staff and Minnesota Power, comment on the merits of the project, and suggest possible conditions for the permits. The first meeting will be at the Bina Community Center at noon Wednesday. The second will be later that day at 6 at the Cohasset Community Center. An online public meeting will begin at 6 p.m. Thursday. Find the link to that meeting and more on how to comment at kaxe.org. Comments are open through September 25th. Crow Wing County is reminding the public that September is National Preparedness Month. Crow Wing County Public Health is helping guide residents on what to include in a basic emergency kit. Gradually building a kit is more affordable, and it helps prepare for supply shortages in case of a disaster. Ace Hardware stores in Brainerd, Nisswa, and Crosby will have green tags on items recommended for an emergency kit, and checklists are available near the front of each store. The public health team will also have a booth at area libraries this month to share more about emergency kits. They'll be at the Hallett Library Thursday, September 11th from 9 to 11 a.m. You can also catch them at the Brainerd Library on September 16th or the Cross Lake Area Library on September 30th, also from 9 to 11. Imagine seeing your child struggle with school issues, but educators can't see it. This can occur for households seeking special education services as Minnesota districts and parents work through unique cases. Individualized education programs are a key tool K-12 schools use when meeting the learning needs of students with disabilities, such as autism or speech and hearing impairments. Federal law mandates IEPs, but a medical diagnosis doesn't lead to automatic approval, with negative impacts on learning or social skills also required. Administrator Todd Tetzlaff with North Branch Area Public Schools says what's playing out at home might be different than what's happening in the classroom.
The child is very distracted, they're off task, but then at school, you know, they're gathering data and they're looking at, boy, the kids' assignment completion rate is 95%.
Some parents contend at-home concerns warrant formal services out of fear things will quickly spiral in the classroom. Tetzlaff says they don't want to be premature in putting a child under the special education umbrella. He reminds families to request new evaluations if things change, with fewer steps needed if it happens within 12 months. Educators and parents say cases are becoming more complex with multiple conditions, and in rare situations, families making full use of the alternative dispute resolution process. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE. From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hi, I'm Kaleo. The Asheville band Wednesday topped a lot of year-end best-of lists in 2023 for their breakout album, Rat Saw God. At the cafe, we were particularly taken by Carly Hartzman's descriptions of everyday life. Just 2 years later, we are expecting even bigger things from their follow-up album, Bleeds, due out September 19th. But before we get there, today, we're taking a look back to a mini concert that the band recorded here at our studios the day before Rat Saw God came out. And it marked the first studio session the band did for the record. MJ Lenderman, who's no longer touring with the group, is also part of this live set. So let's jump in. With a performance of Chosen to Deserve, it's Wednesday on World Cafe.
So you know what you signed up for, what dealing with. Just so you know what you've been chosen to deserve. I'm the girl that you've chosen to deserve.
Thank you.
It's Wednesday on World Cafe, recorded live in studio, a performance of Bull Believer. At coming from a mini concert originally from 2023, the day before their breakout album Ratsaw God came out. Wednesday have a new record due out September 19th called Bleeds. In a minute, you'll hear something from it when we get back to World Cafe.
Should give as you are able, because the need is immediate.
Longtime KAXE contributor and Minnesota Star Tribune columnist Aaron Brown. We talked about recent cuts to public media.
It's the people here who make it go. If you want a nice, independent, completely northern Minnesota media source that isn't beholden to anybody else, you have to be willing to put in a little bit of money. This is the time. This is the moment when we have to make decisions about what really is important to our community and to ourselves.
I'm Jennifer Barr. Give right now at KAXE.org. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Hope you dug that mini concert with Wednesday. Hat tip to Indie Rock Hit Parade host and producer Eric Schumann for recording the session here at our studios in Philadelphia at WXPN. Wednesday's new album Bleeds, due out September 19th. Promised I'd play you something from it, so let's do that. This is Bitter Every Day, new music from Wednesday.
Grocery store sushi. Yeah.
a few weeks ago, Kathleen Edwards put out a new album called Billionaire, and that's a track from it. Say goodbye, tell no one. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo with new music from Memphis soul band Southern Avenue. Check this one out called So Much Love.
There's so much love. There's so much love. Listening to World Cafe.
Radiohead, Karma Police from their landmark album, OK Computer. Switch Over, new music from Horse Girl before that. And that about does it for us on The Cafe. Appreciate you listening and supporting public media. We make this show from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. This has been World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions.